pandemic and the effect it's going to have on the world and the economy and all of these things, you and I, we are in a place and a position to pray and to change things. We don't have to accept what they're saying. We don't have to be in a place where we come in agreement with their evil prophetic word. You and I, we can stand strong and say, Lord, I may be in a place that looks like a wilderness. I may be in a place that looks like desert, but I'm holding on to the promises of God. I'm going to be in that place where I know that I am a new creation, a new creature in you. And so I'm going to hold on to those promises because you are the one who redeemed me. Now, let's think about the customs. In the dispensation of time that we're talking about here, if you went and you redeemed somebody, you were responsible for them. If you went and bought a slave back, then you were responsible for them. I was a slave to sin. I had no hope. I was lost and undone. And Jesus Christ, just like with you, He come and He bought me back from hell, death, and the grave. And He then said, I will be responsible for you, for me. Come on. So your life is not your own. My life is not my own. We are bought with a price, that peculiar blood, that precious blood of the Lamb of God. But in being bought and washed white with that, we have an assurance that God is going to take care of us. So this morning, if you're in a desert place where fear is trying to rear its ugly head, where the very tentacles, I can see it in the spirit, the tentacles is trying to reach around your heart. Because those tentacles want to blind the goodness of God, the favor of God, the promises of God. So in the name of Jesus, God wants to do a new thing, and He wants to cast out those tentacles. He wants to cast out every root that fear would try to organize and then distribute in and through our lives. Amen? Okay, now notice what He said. He said, I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by name. Come on, God Almighty, The creator of the universe, He not only redeemed you, but then He named you as His own. He called you. He called you with a heavenly calling, and it's an eternal calling. And so He wants to do a new thing. You and I, we can't say, well, you know, I'm just a young Christian, or I've been a Christian for 20 years, or I've been a Christian for 30 years. I'm this and I'm that. No, that's man's label. That's man's understanding of who you are and where you're at. God Almighty, He has called us, He has redeemed us, and now He's put a name on us. And His name is like the name that He done all through the Word of God. Jacob started out as Jacob. He held on to the promises of God, and he become what? He become Israel. Amen? In other words, he become God's family. Well, that's who you are. See, you get born again, and you're named into the family of God. But then, as you grow and as you mature, God, He opens up the mysteries of heaven. He opens up the secrets of His heart unto His children, those hidden things from the foundation of the world. And as we seek those and search those things out, we receive that reality. And then He envelops us with His truth, and you find out, I'm not just Greg. I'm not just Donnie. I'm not just, come on, put your name there. God's put a name on me. See, in Antioch, it says in the book of Acts that the church was first called Christians. You know what that is, right? When you're called a Christian, that the word, it means a little Christ. A offspring of Jesus Christ, an offspring of the anointed Savior of the world. That's who you are. The same anointing that God the Father gave God the Son, Jesus the Christ, abides within you, comes upon you when you need a special manifestation to do the will and the plan of God, so you don't have to fear. I don't have to fear. God's wanting to do a new thing. So all through the Word of God, when God gets ready to do a new thing, there is a dropping, a flowing of a new anointing that comes down in people's lives. And when that anointing comes, it destroys the yoke that is limiting and hindering and keeping you and I from that place of promise. Amen? Yes. So it's for us this morning. So I need to be honest with the Lord, and I need to let Him show me anything and everything that is seemingly desert, that is seemingly wilderness. And I need to say, no, God saved me, and He planted me in His garden. Yeah. Yes. Come on. I'm in His garden. You're in His garden. In the garden of the Lord, there is no lack. In the garden of the Lord, there is all things that is prevalent and a type and a shadow of what we're going to have in the eternity from heaven. Amen? Yes. And He wants us to be able to access it this morning. So to be able to do that, though, we've got to change some things. We've got to move some things around. We've got to do a new thing. Now, he said, I've called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. Glory. Thou art. Now, this word art, it's present progressive tense. Not only are you mine, but you're going to get to be more and more to revelation, understanding that you're mine with each step, with each second on the second hand of the clock, because there's a revelation, there's an understanding. You're seeing I'm doing a new thing. See, right now there's so many people that they're counting the church out. They're saying the church is never coming back. It's not going to be what it was before. The church, no, it'll never be what it was before, because we're always evolving. We're always growing. But Jesus Christ said, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to add to it daily such as should be saved, and the gates of hell shall not. So I don't care what the enemy tries to bring against you, against the church, it will not work. It may look like a wilderness situation, but guess what? That's when God shines. Amen. So this morning, if you've got a wilderness situation, if you've got a desert place in your life, then you come in agreement with the Lord and say, Lord, I hear what you're saying by your Spirit, that you want to do a new thing. You want to do a new thing in my life. Now, to do a new thing, you've got to step out and you've got to walk in places you've never walked before. You've got to say things you've never said before. You've got to do things that you've never done before. Amen? And all of those things are uncomfortable to the flesh. They're disruptive to the soul, the mind, will, and the emotions. But your spirit is hungry for it. Yes. It's desirous for it this morning. Amen? And so let's have something new, Sister Amber, like we've never had before. Let's have something new, Sister Anna. Come on. Let's step into some places. Let's go where God would lead us. Now notice what He said. Verse number 2, if thou passest through the waters, boy, can we just mark that out and put if instead? Not pick and choose, is it? So when you pass through the waters, this morning somebody's going through a situation and it looks like the waters are coming over your head. But the waters didn't go over the ark, and because you're in the ark of the last days, the waters are not going over you. Amen? Glory. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Come on, He's with us. If God is with us, and He said, I'll never leave you. Right? I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always until the end of the age. Matthew 28. And so you have that confidence. You have that assurance. And so Old Testament, New Testament, they confirm one another. They line us up to what God would have for us. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Come on, the devil has a false fire. The fire of the Lord, it warms you. It empowers you. It is a protectant to you because it takes all the impurities out of your life. Yes. Come on. Hallelujah. So when the devil brings his fire, what happens to it? It gets burned up. See, when Jesus stepped into the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children, what happened to the fire that was 7 times hotter than any fire man had ever created? It could not touch them. Right? Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. It could not touch them because the fourth one looked like the Son of God. And he's walking with them. And his fire, it quenched that fire of the devil. Amen? So in the name of Jesus, whatever fire is coming against you that looks like it's going to destroy, steal, kill, and destroy, you say, no, Jesus Christ, the fire of the living God, He's walking hand in hand with me. He's right here by my side. He's in my spirit because I'm born by Him. And all is well. Amen? All is well. All right. Verse 3. He said, for I am, present tense and progressive, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior, Aren't you glad that Jesus is Yeshua? God's Savior, God's anointed one that saves, that heals, that delivers. Saves, heals, delivers. Saves, heals, delivers. Come on, that's your God. That's my God, amen? Saves, heals, delivers. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, my, my, my. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lead us and guide us. Oh, hallelujah. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Now notice what he says, verse number 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. You're in a place where you're discouraged about somebody that you love, family member, friend, whoever, that may not be walking as they should with the Lord. God's gave you a promise this morning. And I don't care how desert looking, how much of a wilderness it looks, God wants to do a new thing. If God could do something he'd never done before, if he could open up the Red Sea and bring out his people, come on, it never been done before. God can do a new thing, and he can bring that person you're praying for, that person you're witnessing to, that person that you're loving. Maybe it's even in secret because you don't have an open door to their life. The power of Jesus Christ, the mighty God, he can go where they're at. Amen. And he can do a new thing. A new thing. That's the kind of God you serve. So don't you give up on anybody, on any situation. You just trust the Lord. Amen. One more time, drop down to verse 18. We'll tie this together. He said, here's the key. This is how you can bring it to pass. This is how we can agree with the Lord this morning. Remember ye not the former things. Come on, let's don't get caught up in what didn't happen before. Let's don't get caught up in how things went haywire, how we got off the track, how situations and circumstances just didn't line out. That doesn't determine our future. Come on, Jesus Christ, he takes care of the past, amen? His blood takes care of that. So let's don't concentrate on that. Let's let God do a new thing. If I keep seeing what went wrong, if I keep stumbling over those things, I can't have the new thing, amen? So I'm not going to remember it. So in the name of Jesus, I cast it. I cast my care, my concern, that new thing that God wants to do, I hold onto it. I embrace it, amen? Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Why? Verse 19, behold, see it right now. This morning by the Spirit of God, you've got to see it. I've got to see it. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will. God's willing. What did Jesus do every time he touched somebody? He brought what they needed in their life. Come on. You can feel him this morning. He is just as real here this morning as he was when he walked with the 12 and he come off the mount in Matthew chapter 8 and the leper come up to Jesus and said, if you could, if you would, will you? And Jesus said, I will. He's willing. Amen. He's willing. And he touched him and he made him brand new. Come on, that's the kind of Jesus you serve. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and in the rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons in the wilderness and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. You know when our praise sings the loudest? is when we've seen God the greatest. So what the devil doesn't understand is the situation and the circumstance that you're dealing with is going to empower you, allow you to witness and to testify about the greatness of God. It's going to work. Amen. One last verse. Isaiah 48. Verse number 6. Isaiah 48, 6. Thou hast heard and see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things that thou didst not know them. God wants to do a new thing, but for Him to be able to do a new thing in the way that He wants to do it in my life, I've got to see it. The way He wants to do it in your life, you've got to see it. So we've got to come in agreement with the Word. We've got to come in agreement with Jesus. When Jesus said that I have gave you eyes to see, ears to hear, then you come in agreement with that, right? You say, I know that you said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. So you have that ability. You have that unction. And so this morning, when He says that I want to show thee new things, even hidden things, what do you need this morning that is hidden from the devil, but is to be revealed to you? Something new that'll change your attitude. It'll change your action. And it'll amplify your very witness in the earth. Amen. See, it's all in our agreement with Him and our testimony of what He's saying to us. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, we thank You for the power of Your Word. We thank You for this now moment. This now moment. We still ourselves and we look to You and we say, yes, Lord, we come in agreement with You that You're going to do a new thing. We thank You that right now we're going to see something that was hidden. We're going to be able to receive from You because we're going to look to You. We're going to honor You. We're going to worship You. We're going to speak out of our spirit what You drop in our spirit. And those new things are going to take place. Thank You that we're holding on to Your promises. Thank You that You're changing us. You're taking us from a Jacob to an Israel. Rule in our life. Israel simply means founded upon peace, where You will rule in our life. Let us have peace in every situation. And You take rule and authority. We give it to You in every area of our life, Father. We ask You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you make yourself an altar, either at your chair or up here at the front, whatever you feel comfortable with, and just let's give the Holy Spirit a chance to talk to our heart. He's changed everything up this morning just to minister to situations in your life. Don't get mad at me, but there's some areas in your life that you're bound up in this morning. You're afraid to do certain things. I want you to just be cautious and just hear the Spirit of God. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. So will you let Him speak to you and take you to that next place of freedom, that next place of possibility in Him? Let Him speak to your heart this morning. Your life will forever be changed. Let that new thing, let it become yours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.